Good morning. It's my pleasure to be speaking with you today. It's been quite a while since the last time I've had an opportunity to do so. But the best way to improve at something is to keep practicing, especially with friends and family to support you. So this week, like the previous 2 weeks, our main scripture focus comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verses 18 through 31. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than the man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than the man's strength. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. When I first read this passage, as nerdy as this is going to sound, it made me think of a scene from Star Wars: Empire Strikes Back. Luke is on Dagobah, training with Jedi Master Yoda, and his ship has just sunk into the bog. Yoda urges Luke to bring the ship out using the Force in a similar fashion he has been doing in his training. Luke is complaining because he doubts his ability, and Yoda says, "You must unlearn what you have learned." Maybe think about that line as we break down the scripture passage. You must unlearn what you have learned. A little recap of what we've been discussing in the past couple of weeks. Paul is writing to the church in Corinth because of some troubling reports of spiritual ills, as my student Bible calls it. The people are making divisions by saying who they will follow, whether it be Paul or Apollo or Cephas or Christ, the different ministers that have spoken to the people. Paul is attempting to bring back to the forefront of their minds that we should all be unified in Christ. The people of Corinth are attempting to fit this new Christian faith into their lifestyles, instead of changing their lives to align with their new faith. We can still fall into this mindset today. Our preconceived notions about how things should be, or even who or how God interacts with us, can obscure our eyes to see God working within our lives. One of the joys of being a dad, as my kids are growing up, they have no bias one way or another. They wonder and experience everything with an open mind, experimenting and investigating anything and everything to figure out how and why it works. Doctrine and Covenants, section 161:4a tells us, "Do not neglect the smallest among you, for even the least of these are treasures in God's sight. Receive the giftedness and energy of children and youth, listening to understanding their questions and their wisdom. Respond to their need to be loved and nurtured as they grow. Children have such a unique perspective on the world, and we can learn so much from their curiosity. As adults, we do as they do. When we don't understand something, we turn to the wise among us for potential answers. With the arrival of Jesus, the understanding of the world had changed. The message of the cross, Jesus' death and resurrection, brings eternal life, all made possible by the everlasting, steadfast love of God. Be bold in moving out with the Spirit of God. Build your wisdom of your faith and the will of God as we minister to one another. Do so that we may not be fools, but trust in our journey with Christ. Be curious and explore the depth of transforming love God has for each of us. May we grow in knowledge and wisdom of the mysteries of God. Let us know what to do and take action." I'll leave you with Doctrine and Covenants 161, verse 7. "The spirit of the one you follow is the spirit of love and peace. That spirit seeks to abide in the hearts of those who would embrace its call and live its message. The path will not always be easy. The choices will not always be clear. But the cause is sure, and the spirit will bear witness to the truth. And those who live in truth will know the hope and the joy of discipleship in the community of Christ. Amen."